On the day of our Lord's resurrection, God's providence and wisdom and his omnipotent power to bring all things he wills about, even when sometimes his immediate plans are frustrated by the will of men, he works out this perfect drama of faith on the road to Emmaus. Here you had these two disciples who were walking away from the Garden of the Resurrection on Easter morning in the bright light of the new day that our Lord had made. They were walking away from the sunrise, you might say, sad and disheartened because they had failed to believe the news that the women had brought them. And there they were discussing their disappointment with each other as they walked away from the great sign of their salvation and the great cause of their hope, walking away sad. And it was in this way that our Lord found them, and he found them, of course, deliberately after his resurrection, his body glorified, and his appearances occurring in different places far apart by which he traveled through, by means of his glorified body in a way that cannot be explained naturally. He predetermined to meet them along the road. And in the daylight, they failed to distinguish who he was by his own will. He hid himself from them. But you might say that in reality, the reason that they weren't able to recognize who he was because they were, as he told them, foolish and slow of heart to believe all the things which the prophets had spoken. And so he questioned them about their motives for leaving Jerusalem and what they were discussing. And they revealed to him just how disappointed and faithless that they were. But our Lord was patient with them and drew them out and then opened their hearts as he explained to them, interpreted for them all the things in the scriptures which referred to him. And so they spent the day walking on the road to Emmaus, discussing all the things which they should have already known and which in our Lord's goodness he had already prepared them with during his earthly sojourn before his passion and death. And then as it turned to evening, they arrived at Emmaus and they invited our Lord to supper with them. And it was in the evening, as it had been at the Last Supper, that our Lord broke the bread. And in the breaking of the bread, that is in the Eucharist, they were able to perceive who he was. And then in the middle of the night, they returned to Jerusalem, no longer in the daylight, in the physical daylight, but in the new light of their faith, a faith that was restored to them by the Lord. They ran back to Jerusalem in the middle of the night to announce what they had witnessed to the apostles, who reported to them that they had also, at least Simon, had also seen the Lord, and they all knew that he had been raised from the dead. And in our own lives, we find ourselves very often in the position of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And in a certain sense, we have a greater cause to be rebuked by our Lord and to be told that we are foolish of and slow of heart to believe all the things, not only that the prophets have spoken, but which we have witnessed. We can look back upon the disciples on the road to Emmaus and Peter and John, and especially, of course, Thomas, and tisk them for their lack of faith. And yet we are able to read these accounts of those who were slow to believe and had to come to terms with the fact that they had not responded to the grace that they had been given when our Lord had spoken to them beforehand about his suffering and death, or when, for example, Peter had received the grace to be on the Mount of the Transfiguration when our Lord was preparing him for his suffering and death. We have the benefit of looking at their weakness and seeing it and being forewarned. And we still fall, as the way human nature is, and we are in the process of being strengthened and transformed, and we need to turn always to the Lord, but always realizing that there are going to be those days and hours when we are tempted to leave Jerusalem, to leave the presence of the Lord one way or another, sad because things haven't turned out the way that we would like them to have turned out. And yet, when we walk away from the Lord, when we reject the cross or close our hearts and our minds to the possibility of conversion, we are walking away from God's power. And it's when we finally realize that and submit ourselves to him and recognize him in the Eucharist and in his power in the midst of our crosses that we are able to be strengthened and return to our convictions and persevere in them, even though sometimes it may be night. You know, the disciples on the road to Emmaus ran back to Jerusalem in the middle of the night in joy because they knew the truth and they accepted it and they embraced it. They were no longer afraid of what they were to find in Jerusalem because they knew that they would find the Lord. So each and every day we must live in the light of our Lord's resurrection and his power. And we do that in the breaking of the bread in the most blessed sacrament. And we are challenged day in and day out to believe and to overcome, to transcend our crosses and our trials. And we have the power to do that. And we have to claim that power. The power of the Lord's resurrection is with us every day. We solemnize it during parts of the year, during the Easter season, on Sundays, and great feast days and solemnities. But that power is always with us. Every day is a feast day, in a sense. Every day is a cause of rejoicing because of the grace of God and his power to lift us out of our misery is always with us. So we rejoice today with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and we give thanks for our Lord's patience and his gentleness, the way that he dealt with these two foolish men who were walking away from his power. He caught them and drew them back by the bands of his love. He set their hearts afire so that after they finally recognized them, they were able to say, "Was not our heart burning within us while he spoke in the way and open to us the scriptures?" Let us give thanks that he has set our hearts afire and speaks to us through the scriptures and through the teaching of the church, and most especially through his presence within us when we receive him in the Blessed Sacrament. Fructum ventris tui.